You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Journalists are calling Quip the Tesla of toothbrushes because the Quip electric toothbrush was designed from the ground up with everything you need and nothing you don't. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Getquip.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the weird SponCon from Michael Bloomberg today on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, you've probably seen it. A bunch of highly influential accounts have DM exchanges with Mike Bloomberg. One that's interesting is the Kale Salad account that has 3 million followers. It has an exchange where Bloomberg says he's going to pay the whoever runs Kale Salad millions of dollars to post a meme that Bloomberg is tough and tasteless, but ultimately good for you. It's kind of funny, actually. People on the internet are saying they're not funny, but I think they're kind of funny. Anyway, what's interesting to me about them, A, of course, Bloomberg campaign is intrinsically interesting, their strategy is interesting, but what's most complicated is what does this mean for the way political ads work in the future? Right? There are a whole set of rules and norms about how politicians are allowed to advertise on television. FTC has set rules about that. You know, you have to disclose who's advertising. We know how those markets work. We know that when there's an ad and it says paid for by Mike Bloomberg, you know to assess it. But what about when something appears on social media? How are you supposed to figure out what's real and what's not? When somebody on Instagram says they're for Mike Bloomberg, are they paid or are they not paid? All of the ads today have a little disclosure saying that Bloomberg paid for them and their ads, but in the future? So when an influencer on Instagram posts something about a brand, right? Let's say Pepsi gets an influencer to say they like Pepsi, they have to put that it's an ad or else they're in violation of the FTC. But political ads go through the FEC and they haven't made rules. So we don't know. What I do know is that there are going to be lots more of these in the future. The Bloomberg stuff is working. Lots of influential accounts will end up having political messages and it will be weird, funny, creepy, all of those things. Anyway, I'm going to make a guarantee to you today on my LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter pages, Instagram too, you're never going to find any sponsored political content. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.